This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Drake County 4-H member, one of the overall grand champions, smoked ham division this year. Anna Sink says she was excited to learn of the win during the virtual award announcement August 31st.
There's a smoked and there's the non-smoked. My ham is in the smoked, and it's an honor, really, to win even grand champion overall, not let alone fourth. I also won fourth in overall, essay and ham.
Sink says a critical part of the process is salting the ham.
It's really not that hard, but it just takes a lot of time and patience with it. Being able to make sure you cure it correctly, make sure you have enough salt to make sure that it's not too salty. You don't want to dry out the ham too much either, so you just want to make sure that you have enough salt to where it soaks up that moisture to get just that perfect.
She adds, sometimes a ham has to be shaped.
You also want to look for a teardrop shape. Not all hams come naturally with that teardrop shape. So sometimes you have to work it. I know with my ham that I picked, it had a few wrinkles, so I really had to work that ham to make sure the wrinkles were flattened and not sticking up and stuff.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type yourageedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit yourageedge.com.